Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And of course, I am the one and only on the day before Independence Day, Don S. McClure. We've got a fabulous show for you tonight. We are going to be talking about true independence and do you have it? And the show is going to be amazing. Do you realize we have been on the air 4 years, and I just celebrated my birthday. Yay! It was on June the 30th, and man, I have been partying ever since then. Last night, me and some friends of mine got together and went out to the casinos, and I mean, we ate like we were crazy. We drank beer and just hung out and talked crazy, and we didn't gamble. You know we should have, but it was a good night. I mean, I have really been enjoying my birthday, and I'm telling you, that food at the Horseshoe, man, I must have ate strawberry shortcake, red velvet cake, fish, then I had ribs, then I ate some Chinese food, then I went back and got some more macaroni and cheese. I was surprised I don't weigh 800 pounds, but I celebrated my birthday, and it was really, really great. So I want to say welcome to all of you that's listening in to our show on the East Coast, the West Coast, and everywhere in between. We have been growing like wildfire, and we are up to 89,000 listeners. I mean, these people just must not have nothing better to do but to listen to Don S. McClure. But it's great to have that many listeners and growing. It's just been a fantastic growth pattern. But today is the third, and we're going to have a great show for you tonight. We're going to play a lot of the tracks that we played before, and we're getting ready for next week because we have a author coming on that's with Purdue University, and he's going to talk about his children book, his first one. And we're going to talk about Dr. Seuss and children's books. And actually, I have some children's coloring books coming out. So that's going to be amazing. And they're attached to my two books, Santa Claus versus the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars. I almost forgot the name of the third thing. And my board game, Santa Claus versus the Aliens. So you can get all that great stuff on my website at www.dsmpublications.net. where you could pick up all of my great books and my children's books and the board games. And if you want to listen to the show, you can dial 347-633-9376 on your cell phone, your iPad, your Apple, whatever the heck you got. Even a dial-up phone will still get it up, a flip phone. And if you want to listen to the show on the Internet, go to www.blogtalkradio.com. .com/Don S. McClure, and you'll be listening to the show. I mean, man, I am still kind of tired, too. I was laying down earlier after partying so hard. I was like, man, I got to really, really do it. And I want to send a special shout-out to one of my best friends in Memphis, Miss Sharon Levette Coleman. Today is her birthday, and she owns a shop called Ritzy's Florist, and we're really, really, really good friends. So I promised her I'd play a birthday song for her, so I'm going to play Charlie Wilson, Happy Birthday Song. That's to my bud out there, and I'll see everybody July the 25th. I'll be in Memphis doing a book signing and lecture, and I am so excited. And I get to see my youngest son. He's going to come to the lecture and watch his old man talk stuff. No, he's excited. I'm excited. And it's going to be a great thing. Listen, I want you to sit back and relax. We've got some fascinating music for you, but let's start it off with Charlie Wilson singing Happy Birthday. And I want to send a shout out to everybody, family, friends, everybody in the world. Thanks for listening into my show. But let's see if we can get Charlie Wilson to do his song, the Happy Birthday song.
Woo, go on, baby, dance.
Everybody, my niece, she had a happy birthday. Her day is a day before mine, and she is so, so beautiful. That's my girl there, Leah McClure. And I want to send a happy birthday to just everybody. Everybody that's having a birthday, want to have a birthday, thinking about having a birthday, hey, just do your thing. Because you know what? I talked to a friend of mine earlier. He's an older gentleman, and we're real close, and he had a stroke. And I talked to him today on the phone, and I am going to go see him because he's one of the greatest photographers that I know, taught me a lot, acts as a great uncle, dad, and that whole thing. His name is Doyle Wicks. He's in Chicago, Illinois, and I called him today, and his nephew was over there telling me, and I got a chance to talk to him. and he said he had a stroke, and I want him to get better, but I am going to go see him. If not this weekend, I know next weekend, because that is my guy. So I want to send a shout-out to him, because he is a super-duper-duper-duper-looper, sweetie-beatie guy. And I like that. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only, dragging a little bit because of all those beers. But it's Friday, and it is the 3rd, the day before Independence Day. And on our board, it says, true independence, do you have it? Independence Day, commonly known as the 4th of July or July 4th, is a federal holiday in the United States, commemorating the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776, declaring independence from Great Britain. The question that we have for you, though, is that comes each day as we go along in our daily path, are we truly independent in our life and the way we think? Is there or has there been a revolution in our mind and in our hearts to set our spirit free? And, you know, everything starts with a revolution. And the revolution is usually when people are tired of things, like they were tired of Great Britain, so they threw all the tea overboard, the Boston Tea Party, the whole little thing. But I was thinking about the word independence. And when you have independent thought, when you have that independent spirit, there's a little thing called the revolution that goes along inside of your body, inside of your mind, and tells you enough is enough. So I want you to think about what your revolution was, whether it was becoming healthier, whether you were just tired of the day-to-day things you were doing in your life, or whatever caused you to say, you know what, I'm going to gain my own independence, whether it's for young people moving out of their parents' home. But the thing is, everything starts with that one individual thought, the revolution. So I want to know what you think about what it is that's going to drive you to have a revolution to change your life, either make it better or to continue on the path that you want to be on. Being independent means to break away from the bad or from oppression from others, to decide to live a life that is free and giving to our spirit so that we may experience true joy. The question is, do we really understand what it means to be independent and to be an independent thinker? So ask yourself that. Are you truly independent in thoughts and actions? And you'll get your own answers, and maybe you really will celebrate the 4th of July as your Independence Day. We're going to play a track by my girl Sade. It's called Bring Me Home, and I love this track because I love Sade. I just think she is just awesome. But I want you to listen to the words of that. She's like, hey, this is my independence, and I'm coming back home to live the life I want to live. You're on the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. It is 7:13, and we got a track by Sade. Devil's eyes. A track. I love some Sade. And you know, think about it now. We were out last night, and a friend of mine, I said, man, when is the last time you've been out? Because we were drinking Beck's beer. And they asked me if Beck's could be opened by just popping the top. I was like, no, that's an import beer. Then they say, well, do they still have like quarters to play the casino? I said, quarters? He said, yeah, I wanted to put some quarters in the machine. I said, they don't do quarters anymore. He said, well, do they have tokens? I said, no, they don't have tokens. I said, when the last time you've been out to a casino? He said, oh, man. I said, it must have been about 40 years ago. I said, they use paper now. They don't have quarters and they don't have tokens. And that was funny. And we were looking at him like, okay. When is the last time you've been to a casino? Because they haven't used quarters since the late 1990s or something. I don't know. It was just funny. It was just funny, funny, funny. Anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure on a Friday. And, yes, I'm enjoying my pre-4th of July date. And as I told you, our show's topic tonight is true independence. Do you have it? And I'm eating a piece of apple pie right now. Man, and it's really good. But the question really is are you truly independent in our life and the way we think? You know, we hear a lot of people talk about being independent and doing things, and that's a good thought to have. But you got to ask yourself, are you truly independent? Are you happy with what you're doing? Do you have something that drives you to be totally independent? And it doesn't always mean getting away from everybody. It just means the fact of that you're deciding on your own path. If it's a good one, then you're going to stay focused and you're going to keep going on. If it's not so good, you're going to alter some things. But I want you to add that word to your new way of thinking. When do you decide that you're going to have a revolution in your life? And a revolution is where you make changes. Well, you decide it's no longer going to be the way that it was. It's going to change for you. So that's what we're talking about today, true independence. Do you have it? Excuse me. Or are you just living a life going day to day, waiting on something to happen, wishing that something would happen, or even just hoping that something will come your way and change your life? You know, when you see these commercials, on smoking or whatever it is, the whole gist of the issue is you have to start your revolution and find out what your revolution means to you. So you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday, and the number you can dial to listen in is 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial and listen to the show. Or you can go online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure, and then you'll be right on my show. I'm going to play this track by Lela James. I love some Lela James. And the track is Set Me Free. Ties into what we're talking about, independence. She's just telling her boyfriend, you know what, look, I done had enough. This just ain't working. Set me free. I'm going to have a revolution, and it's my Independence Day to get away from you. Oh, man. And I got to send a shout-out to my producer, JB Spirit, who I could not do my show without. James, and can you imagine 1776, they're on the boat about to throw all the tea over, and they're saying, set me free, because I got to leave. and throw this tea overboard. No, they didn't say that. How do I know? They might have sang that song. You never know. It was July 4th. They were just tired of Great Britain. And they took all their tea and threw it in the water. Just think if the water had been hot, they'd have had hot tea. Oh, man. That was corny, corny, corny. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course I am. The one and only Don S. McClure on Friday, July 3rd. And we're celebrating pre-Independence Day. And I'm sure a lot of you tomorrow are going to eat a lot of barbecue and hang out and go over a friend of yours' house and just do your thing. The most important thing is decide on what your revolution is. And maybe you don't even have to decide on your revolution because maybe you're doing everything that you really want to do, which is enjoy the holiday. So that's a good thing. Maybe you go over there and throw some tea. I don't know. Have a tea fight. That'll be pretty good. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. 347-633-9376 is the number you can dial to listen to the show. And I'm going to take a quick PSA. And when I come back, we've got more great music for you. We're going to be playing some tracks that we hope you enjoy. And matter of fact, we know you'll enjoy them. But let's get to this track called Saving the Puppies, because they deserve independence too, and they want to be happy. So go out and adopt a puppy.
Do you see that doggy in the shelter?
Hi, I'm Buddy, the adorable puppy you adopted from the Humane Society.
Meow. I'm Whiskers, a fluffy kitty, just waiting for someone to love me.
When you adopt a pet, we hope your new furry friend will become a cherished member of your family. And as Buddy and Whiskers will tell you, the key to success is following the rules to love by.
Woof, that's right. Please give me food, water, and exercise every day. To stay healthy, I need the same kind of things you need.
Talk to me. I like hearing your voice.
You're my best friend. Please don't stay mad at me or lock me up as punishment. Remember, I'm probably going to live 10 to 15 years, so take care of me when I get old.
One day you'll need someone to take care of you, too.
A message from the Montgomery County Humane Society. Visit www.mchumane.org for the complete rules to love by.
Be your best friend for life.
Hey, and like he said, I'm Fluffy, and maybe one day somebody's going to have to take care of you. So treat me good, or I might bite you. No, the dogs won't. Hey, you know, I got a chance to see some great episodes of Blue Bloods, and I love, I mean truly love Law and Order. But I got a chance to see this new series called The Zoo. That was the stupidest thing I ever seen. They're kind of like the birds, and the animals are going to take over, and the tigers are trying to eat some people, and the lions are on revolt. They're hanging out on a roof in an alley, and they jump off the roof onto people and eat them up, and they say the animals are just tired of being mistreated. So just like that commercial said, that PSA said, treat them right, or we just might have a zoo on our hands. I don't know. It was kind of crazy. But anyway, the zoo, I give it 2 thumbs down. I didn't really like that show. But I'm telling you, Blue Bloods, that is a great, whoever writes for that show, they're great writers. I mean, I really like them. So that's a good thing. Listen, we've got more good music for you to play. We're going to go back into the vault and get some music that you haven't heard. Probably was played before you were born, at least in the 60s. So for those of you that were born in the 70s, you weren't even around then. But anyway, there's a track by Ruby and the Romantics, and it's called Lonely Boy, and again, it fits with our independence theme. She's telling him, get over that old girl that messed you up and let her be your new love. Let her just make love to you, kiss you all over your face, and just make you feel good. And it's called Lonely Boy. It's by Ruby and the Romantics, which was a great group back in the 60s, around there with Diana Ross and them. So let's play this track, Lonely Boy, and you can stop singing and stop crying, and I'm probably going to cry all on my computer.
Hey there, lonely boy,
Actually, I played that for a friend of mine because his girlfriend just quit him, and everybody was out saying, man, don't worry about her. Oh, my, don't worry about her. Forget her. Move on. That's not the words to the song, but, man, he was looking so sad. Oh, my lonely boy. I told him, go play some Tony Braxton. Get a drink. Matter of fact, I was trying to get him a drink when he was with us, but he said, no, I'm in love. I don't want to lose her. I said, man, she gone. So get the revolution going and just have an independent day. No, but, you know, it's hard getting over them people. But that's how it goes sometimes. But anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure, and that was from our vault. That was Ruby and the Romantics. I think that was 1965, 66 or something like that. I got to go look that up. Anyway, we're going to speed it up a little bit because I'm tired of crying on my computer keyboard, and I want my best friend, one of them, to not be crying over this girl. So we're going to play Something Got a Hold on Me, because I know he's going to get a new girlfriend, and I know it's going to be happy. And he's probably going to be singing this song like Lela James.
Everybody clap your hands right here.
I only could
And that's my girl, Leela. Now, it must be love. You know what? You can tell when you're in love, too. You just go, must be love, love. That's that revolution going on inside of you. For Independence Day. And tomorrow is July the 4th. And I know I'm going to eat me some barbecue. And I got some Pepto-Bismol just in case I eat too much. Man, I had to think about that so I don't get heartburn. Oh, man, you listen to the Donis McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Donis McClure on a Friday. And it is 7:37, and I am having a ball. Just thinking about all the good things. Nothing bad. No more tears on my computer. Just all the good things. You know what? Life is always going to be good for you. As long as you keep your head up, you keep moving forward, and just find the things you really want to do. That independence inside of you. That new car, that new whatever. And it doesn't even have to be a new car. Doesn't even have to be a new house. Doesn't even have to be a new girl. It could just be that you feel good about yourself. And when you feel like that, you throw out all the bad with the revolution, and you start on all the good. Independence Day. Think about that. They were just sick and tired of Great Britain taking all their money and not giving them anything. So they declared Independence Day and got away from them, from the king and the queen and everybody that was trying to take their money. Oh, man, that is something else. I'm going to play this track. I've been looking for a track that I wanted to play, and I found it because I like it. And I'm going to play this track. You know, I'm a Leela James fan. So let me play one more track by her, even though I play her a lot. But I'm going to play it again. Nobody Loves You Like Me. Then that way, you'll be happy like I'm happy. And I like some Leela James. It's 7:39 on the Donis McClure Show on a Friday. And we're celebrating your true independence. Do you have it? So let's listen to Nobody Loves You Like Me. And I know nobody loves you like I do, because I'm Donis McClure. Woo! No, 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 no. See, that's what I'm talking about. Throw that lonely stuff out the window and think about that. When you got your girl or your guy in your ear saying, nobody gonna love you like me. And I'm telling you, just shake it loose and just hold on to something good, because that's a good thing. That's your true independence. And, you know, for those who have just tuned in, our word for tonight is true independence. Do you have it? And I want you to think about what your true independence really means. No matter what it is, career, life, love, joy, job, whatever it is, think about when you decide that the revolution has started inside of you. It could even, like I always say, it could be about your health. You could make that revolution decision to say, you know what, I'm going to get as healthy as I can get, so that I can live to be like Moses and Don and be 10,000 years old. Because I know I'm going to be around for a long time. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. It is 7:43, and I am having a ball, and I'm getting ready for tomorrow so that I can eat me a whole lot of barbecue and chicken and hot dogs and everything I could find, even some frog legs. Hey, does anybody out there eat frog legs? Do you like frog legs? I've tasted some, and they taste like chicken to me, but they're pretty good. I'm going to play this track that I'm looking for on my board, and let's see. I think I want to slow it down for a minute. Yeah, I'm going to play this for all the people out there that just is sending their man a letter or a card or a text or whatever. Just telling him, hey, you don't care how he gets to you, but eventually he's going to have to come home. So let's listen to Aletha Adams and Get Here, especially after Lela James did Nobody Love Me Like Me. But I like this track. This is a beautiful, beautiful track by Aletha Adams. And I mean, I like it. I used to sing this track all the time. I like it, too. I still play it.
You can.
Now, you're talking about a true Independence Day song. I don't care if you windsurf, ride a bike, hike, walk through the desert like an Arab man. I don't care how you get it. Just get here when you can. There are hills and mountains between us. Oh, I like that. Man, I'm kind of hoarse from hollering all night long, but I'm telling you, I could really sing that song. I like that. Aletha Adams. You know, when you play a slow song, you got to back it up with another slow song so that when you're slow dancing, you kind of don't let her go, or you don't let him go, or you just say, ooh, just nibble on their ear. So since it's Independence pre-day, we want you to be independent and lock those doors and close the shades and just hug your man real close. Hug your woman till she can't breathe. Let me play this track by Ruben Studdard called They Long to Be Close to You, because we ain't going to cry anymore on my computer. I want people to be happy and be in love. I love love. Somebody told me, a friend of mine told me I was a real romantic. I say, yeah, I'm a sweetie beady. slow dance. Man, if you slow dancing with somebody on that, oh, man, you got your legs all between hers and just, oh, Lord, kissing and nibbling on necks and ears and noses and just, oh, that's the kind, then you just look at them and just pop one of them good ones in their mouth. I know my sister going to give me and say, Don, I know you didn't say that on the radio. I said, heck to the yeah. Girl, that's a love song there. Man, so when you got somebody, man, you just hold on to them real tight. Ooh, just move around real slow. Ooh, I got shivers just thinking about that, man. And then you get that long little kiss while the song is playing. So I'm trying to tell you guys now what to do out there. Let me play this track by Charlie Wilson. Don't it feel good? Because it feels good to be independent, to have an independent mind. And I started the revolution for a better life in my life in 2009. And I keep going up and up and up and up and up, and I'm enjoying it. Let me play my boy Charlie Wilson. Don't it feel good? Because it really feels good just to be alive and just to have joy in your life. Man, that feels good.
Girl, don't it feel good to know that somebody loves you, baby? Girl, don't it feel good to know that somebody loves you, baby? Hey, Miss Beautiful, don't know what I'd do without you, my incredible superhero woman. That I feel around you brings me to life every time. More than physical, the aura that I see around you, irresistible. Sexy loving models, you are finer than in Vogue. The magic that I feel around you brings me to life every time. Girl, don't it feel good to know that somebody loves you, baby?
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And the number's 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial and listen in anytime while I'm on the air. Or you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure, and you'll be on my show. Also, like I said, make sure, go to my website and get my new book, The Book of Inspiration, A Mind at Peace. You will really, really, truly enjoy it. I am getting so many, and I really do mean so many favorable reviews for that book. People are reading it, and I got to send a shout-out to Angel Weed in Syracuse, New York, who's listening to our show. And she just wanted to tell me that she has that book and she is truly, truly enjoying it. And that's such a great thing for an author. So I want everybody to get those credit cards out, go to my website for the 4th of July, and order one of my books, www.dsmpublications.net. And I'm telling you, you will really enjoy my new book. That was our PSA that I had to play. And adopt a dad. Actually, it was for the dads to adopt a kid. But I'm telling you, having that independent thought, that's what we're talking about, true independence. You know, when you break free from something, whether it's turmoil, whether it's drudgery, whether it's routine, there is something called the revolution inside of you. And the revolution starts when you decide that you've had enough. So I want you to think about that no matter what situation you're in. Bring about that revolution so that you can be happy. Because you know what? Life is very, very long, but it's also very short. And since we don't have a measuring stick for it, try to get as much joy out of life as you can. Even if it just means doing the day-to-day things that you like, working on your house, working on your car. I've seen people be truly happy in their backyards, just working on their plants. My mother used to do that a lot. She loved her backyard. She loved fixing it up, sitting out there by her tree, and she was truly happy when she was in her serenity mode. So again, find your revolution. Find the revolution inside of you and start that revolution. Make the 4th of July pop for you. And you will be a much, much more happier person. So that's something, that's just a little piece of advice, and that's what we're talking about tonight. I got a track that I'm going to play. We're going to speed it up again a little bit. And I think we're going to play Caught Up by Deborah Debs, because I like Deborah Debs. And I want you to think about what the revolution is in your life, and do you have complete and total independence from the things that you didn't like, and you're working toward the things that you do like. So let's get this track by my girl, Deborah Debs. It is 8:03, and I am having a ball on a Friday.
Come back, baby.
Every day I miss you.
I can't see tomorrow.
so damn caught up. Ooh. I like what she says that. She say her friends keep telling her, go ahead on out. She's like, girl, I'm having a revolution. I am caught up in this guy that I want to be with. So that means that she had an independent thought. She said, you know what? I'm so damn caught up. And, you know, I like saying that. I get a chance to curse. Let me tell you this little story. I got to play a track. I was outside in the alley playing basketball early in the morning when my mom was upstairs cooking. And I had just saw Elliot Ness. And on the Elliot Ness show, he said, you got no damn heart, Ness. You got no damn heart. So anyway, I'm out there shooting basketball early in the morning with the birds. And I'm steady shooting the ball up in the air, hollering, you got no damn heart. And I got to the third time, and I heard my mother say, Don Stewart. And I said, what? What? I knew I was in trouble. I said, man. So I said, when I get older, I'm going to be able to say the word damn. Like Aretha Franklin said, it's so damn good. I just like saying that. And I know my mother would slap the fool out of me right there. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure on a Friday. It is the 3rd. And it is 8:09, and I am having a ball. Man, those memories just come in. But what she was talking about on that track, she was so caught up to this guy that she really liked. She didn't want to go out with nobody else, her girlfriends and all. Girl, come on, let's keep going out. She's like, look, I'm caught up. So that was her independence. That was her revolution. So maybe you'll get to feel like that. I don't know. But I am having a ball because I'm caught up. And let me see, I want to play this track called Frozen Heart by Sanji Nygaard. And I like this track, man. This is so beautiful. I love the way she sings. So get caught up into this track. Think about your independence. Think about the revolution inside your life. And just do what the heck you want to do, even if you want to say damn on the radio. Oh, I don't want to get censored.
Ask me where I hurt, and sue the waves.
And I like the guitar on that, and that's Frozen Heart by Saji Nygaard. And you know what? I'm going to answer her question, what could be done for a broken heart, because she's got to get that revolution. So I'm going to let Stevie Wonder tell her what to do on Independence Day, well, at least pre-Independence Day. He's like, look, girl, don't you worry about a thing. And I like this track. And this is to all the people out there that are waving their hands in the air like they just don't care. Ooh, that sounds so corny. But let's play Stevie Wonder. Don't you worry about a thing. That's what the revolution is all about. The revolution inside of you is to make up your mind that enough is enough, and it's going to be your Independence Day, and you're not going to take it anymore. I like when that guy says that in the movie.
Paris, Beirut, you know, I mean, Iraq, Iran, Eurasia, you know, I speak very, very fluent Spanish, Todo Davian, Chevrolet.
Mr. Chevrolet.
Chevrolet. Is that right, Mama?
Yes,
I got my shaking room, I'm gonna do the thing.
Everybody's got a thing.
Yeah.
And that's my man, Stevie Wonder. And for the announcement, Sheila E. and a few other artists are going to be in Chicago July 18th on the South Side. Not far from the studio. Man, that's going to be really neat. Neat-a-bito. Like he says, Chevrolet. I like when he says that. Are we truly independent in our life and the way we think? Is there or has there been a revolution in our mind and in our hearts to set our spirit free? Being independent means to break away from the bad or from oppression from others, to decide to live a life that is free and giving to our spirit so that we may experience true joy. The question is, do we really understand what it means to be independent and to be an independent thinker? So ask yourself, are you truly independent? Thoughts and actions. That's what we wrote up on our board so that we could share those kind of thoughts with you. I'm going to play another track. It is 8:22, and don't you worry about a thing, because if you want to do something, you just set your mind to it and you go after it. Let's play my girl, Lila James. She's going to be singing a track called Fail for You.
Here we are together, and everything between us is good. I'm riding this cloud, babe. Ready to fly, but before I take another step, would you catch me if I fall for you? Cause I'm falling, I'm falling, I'm falling. I'm so used to standing.
I promised I wouldn't go cry anymore on my show tonight. But every time I play that track, I love that falling. I mean, could you imagine somebody just, remember when you were growing up, and I know you did this, and you stood back, and you told the person to back up that was in back of you, and then you just fell back into their arms, knowing they would catch you. Man, she says she's falling, and that's what independence is. When you let all your feelings go and all your emotions and past thoughts, and you just say, you know what, catch me because I'm falling for you. I'm just going to cry all over my keyboard. It's going to be wet for the 4th of July. Let me play this track called Clear My Name as an independent track on the 4th of July, well, July 3rd. And she said, look, clear up my name. Quit telling my new boyfriend that you know anything about me. You don't know nothing jack about me. And I like this track. I played it before, and I'm going to play it again. It's called Clear My Name. Deborah Debs for Independence. Do you have it? And she's got it because she's saying clear up my name now. Are you ex-boyfriends? Go on about your business. And I said, you know what, I trusted this girl long time ago with that situation I told you where you tell somebody back up. And I said, okay, catch me if I fall. And she let me fall on my head. I said, Dad, I won't trust you again. My head was bleeding all over the place. So I became independent, and I kicked her to the curb. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just telling the story. But, man, that's a trust issue there when you trust somebody to catch you. Listen, I'm going to play my last track. It's time for me to get out of here. I'm going to play the Pussycat Dolls When I Grow Up, because they're independent. What they're saying is when they grow up, they're going to have cars, they're going to have groupies, they're going to do their thing, and they're breaking away from the norm. And it's my favorite girls, the Pussycat Dolls, my last song for tonight. And then when I come back, I'm going to say goodbye and happy Independence Day. Man, I wish that girl had caught me, though, because she bust my head open.
What's going on? What's up, Virgin? And you don't care what they say. I see every time you turn and I'm saying your name.
What's up, Virgin?
And you don't care what they say. I see every time you turn and I'm
right about now.
Don't you?
Now I've got a confession.
Ha, 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 ha.
When I was young, I wanted attention.
Ha, 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 ha.
And I promised myself that I'd do anything.
Ha, 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 ha.
Anything at all for them to notice me.
Ha, 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 ha.
But I ain't complaining. We all wanna be saved. So go ahead and say what you wanna say. You know what it's like to be named. Wanna know what your name is.
Cause even I was younger, I would say.
When I grow up.
Drop me on my head, y'all. Bum, bum, bum. Oh, okay, I'm back. Anyway, listen, I've had a ball. I've enjoyed it. It is time for me to get out of here. I'm going to play this track by Sade, and we're going to end the show. But I want you to enjoy life. That's all you have. Enjoy your weekend. Happy 4th of July. Celebrate and find the revolution inside of you, because it's your independence that's important. Not 1776, but your independence. And you know what? You deserve a great life. And if you got one, just keep enjoying it. I'm going to play Sade, and I'm out of here. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Cry for the lives I've lost, like a child.